This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
And we started talking last week about all the things that it takes to make a successful shelter program, a domestic violence, sexual assault program, and we really just didn't get started on it very much, but there's a lot of pieces that are necessary to keep a woman from going back into an abusive situation. And unfortunately, we see too many cases, don't we, that women tend to want to go back into that cycle again and repeat what they've been through.
Yes, and so the key piece for the shelter is it's a reactionary service when violence has already occurred. We protect and try to break that cycle. But there are other things that we do, including this radio show, which is a part of our outreach education efforts.
Right. A big part of what we do is to get the word out to the community that we're available, what services we can provide for people.
If something's already happening to you. And then we have the prevention piece.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we try to go into schools. We're available, by the way, if anybody wants to have one of us come and talk to their civic group or their church group. We'd be happy to do that, and we do a lot of that. But we're trying to get the word out that, violence and sexual assault are wrong. You don't have to put up with it. There are alternatives, and here are some things that you can do.
Mm-hmm. We also talk with young people about bullying, safe dates, diversity education, anything that has to do with violence, we can make a program.
Right. And we've done that in the schools in the past and are available to do that in the future. A big part of what we do is operate this 24-hour hotline. We give phone numbers at the end of the show every week. And
exactly. And volunteers do not answer those lines. Those are paid professional staff. And that's one thing a lot of people don't realize is that we have to have staff manning or womaning our shelter 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, holidays, and we pay people to do that. We do utilize volunteers in certain capacities, but at the shelter level especially, we have to be very, very careful and make sure that they're professional staff.
Right, and in Mitchell County, we do use volunteers at night to answer the phone, but they're backed up by staff who, if need,
exactly.
need be, can be called into a situation. Another thing that is a big part of keeping a woman out of an abusive situation is typically the people that we see are people who dropped out of high school. They started making babies at an early age. They don't have the education. They don't have the job training. And so they've got to do something to put themselves in a situation where they can provide for themselves and their family. And one of the things that we've done is to establish a jobs program. It's called Fresh Start. And that program is available to Mitchell, Avery, and Yancey counties. And it's a comprehensive program with Mayland Community College, and we try to equip people, give them the education, the GEDs, the job training, job skills, how to interview for jobs, where to go for jobs, that sort of thing. And that's a big component, isn't it?
It is. And as we approach Valentine's Day, I start thinking about gifts that we can give ourselves as women instead of sitting around waiting on flowers or candy. And that's one of the gifts you can give yourself is going back to school and getting an education. And it'll benefit you and your family the rest of your life.
It's a tough road, but it's a very rewarding one. We've had women go through that program, and several of them have gone through and gotten nursing degrees and gotten some really nice paying jobs in this area. So, there are all kinds of opportunities there for people if they're interested. We also have a legal assistance center that's out of the Safe Place in Mitchell County, but it also services Avery, Mitchell, and Yancey counties. When a woman comes in, particularly if she's got children and whatnot, there are custody issues that have to be dealt with, child support, all those kinds of things. And so that's the purpose of the Legal Assistance Center is to help people
right.
do that.
And that's proven to be invaluable. Local attorneys will donate a certain amount of their time. And one of your staff members heads that up, Tracy Black.
Right.
And it's proven to be very, very important for women and families in our area. Because you get a 50B order oftentimes when you get out of a domestic violence situation.
That's a protective order.
Protective order, but some of these other legal pieces are not covered under that. And so it's critical that that people be able to utilize this program. So
let's give them some phone numbers. All of these programs are available to help women in an abusive situation. So give them a number in Yancey County.
In Yancey County, our crisis line is 682-0056. The business is 678-3436.
In Mitchell County, our number is 765-4044. Thank you for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who?
It begins with me and you.